This is the Midday Market Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Wednesday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Grain markets opened higher this morning as more war premium was factored in following an attack on a hospital in Gaza that increased tension in the Middle East. President Biden is in Israel to offer support, but due to the attack, some of his meetings were canceled. The U.S. weather forecast, 2 weeks out, is calling for rain in the Midwest, though it will not be enough to help with the navigation issues on the Mississippi River. Rain will still likely cause some harvest delays. Crude oil futures are up over a dollar per barrel due to the uncertainty in the Middle East, which is supporting corn and soybean futures. Iran has reportedly proposed an embargo of oil shipments to Israel. Private exporters reported sales of 132,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 23-24 marketing year. Chinese GDP data for the third quarter came in at 4.9%. That's 0.5% higher than expected. This is bolstering Asian markets and may be in part why U.S. grain futures opened higher this morning. Despite the record September crush shown on this week's NOPA report, stocks of soybean oil were much lower than anticipated, indicating strong biofuel demand. As Argentina is struggling with drought, U.S. soybean meal exports have risen to a 20-year high at 10.7 million metric tons. However, soybean export sales are still down 32% from a year ago, leaving some room for improvement. Despite the drought in Western Australia, wheat yields so far are coming in slightly better than what the USDA is forecasting. In any case, most analysts are looking for a drop in their production by 40% or more. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't, supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
At midday, December corn up 3 1/4 at 4.92 1/4. November soybeans down a half cent at 12.96 1/2. On the Merck, December live cattle unchanged at 186.87. November feeder cattle down 82 cents at 249.62. December lean hogs down 2 cents at 67.52. And Class 3 milk up 9 cents at 18.32. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.